Soul Jay. Get right down to business with Kevin Cameron, hot sports topics, and more.
They'll do it on the basketball court. Just say some prayers to say Philly.
You mean they won't be chanting trust the process?
They'll be saying, right, the process. And I'm just trying to keep it real.
It's Soul Jay. Brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.
You know how it works. I bring the knowledge.
Right. Soul Jay.
Hey, welcome everyone to Soul Take Live, coming to you every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Urban Media Today. Let me start by saying that this month, October, is the best month in professional sports. We have all four major sports in action: MLB, NFL, NHL. And next week, oh yeah, the NBA. Saying all that, I need some help talking about all this action in sports. Joining me today to discuss the hot topics with a little bit of baseball history for you, we have James Taylor, JT, in the house.
Thank you for having me back.
Okay, this is your third week, JT, for the interim co-host, so hey, you should be really ready to go now, man.
I'm loving every bit of it.
Great. Thanks for being here, man. Also in the house this week, a very special guest, Josh Gibson, executive. Sean Gibson. I'm going all the way back, but we're going to talk about Josh Gibson, though. Sean Gibson, Executive Director of the Josh Gibson Foundation. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks, Kev. Hey, don't worry about it, man. Everybody call me Josh.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Josh,
it all mixed
Sean.
Up. It's all in the family.
It's all
right?
in the family. That's
all
right.
in the family. Okay, cool. And our producer this week, Trevin A. Jones. And he's also a member of the Urban Media Today Talk Sports show, and catch that show every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. What's up, Trev?
It's all good, Kev. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it. I see you doing big things. I appreciate that as well. You guys know that you're part of that sports lineup, Urban Media Today Radio.
That's right.
You wrapping it up on Saturdays, getting us ready for Sunday NFL football as well.
Trying to get it, man. Cool. Thank you, man. Now, fellas, I mentioned October was the best month and professional sports. All right, this is what we need to do. Check this out. All the way from October 13th through October 31st, there is a baseball, football, or basketball game on TV. So all you have to do is sit down every day. I'm not sure if the wife would be mad or if the kids would be mad or if you have other things you need to do, but it's on. Is on every day. That's why I call October the best month in professional sports. There's so much that is going on. So as you can see, I'm excited, JT.
Well, you can just, what you do is you watch all the late Western Conference games or whatever is on, then everybody's in bed, so you don't have no worry about somebody being mad at you.
Okay, well, hey, if that works for you, it's available. So like I said, you can't go wrong. So we're going to talk about a whole lot of things today. We're going to talk about some Major League Baseball. You all know that the playoffs are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we're going to do, Sean, we're going to pull out our Major League Baseball playoff brackets to see who got some stuff right and who got some stuff wrong. You know, just a little preview. I think my bracket is still intact. Uh-oh. I think it's all good. I can't speak for JT over there.
I see he was working on his when I came in.
But that's the basketball playoff prediction that we're going to get into today, too.
Okay.
So he'll probably get his wrong, too. So
I think I just go with the baseball teams because of what you can wear with the colors. You know, like the Yankees, you can rock your Yankees hat with your blue and white Jordan throwbacks.
But so, you need to be right, though. I mean, normally when people do that,
you're correct.
They're right, and you have to sit back and say, man, you know, what did I miss with someone making decisions like that? So we're also going to talk about
some NFL. We make NFL picks here too, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, big time NFL ball is going on right now. So we'll get into that. But first, before we do all of that, again, I would like to introduce our audience to you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just provide an overview, give some background about yourself, as well as I mentioned Josh Gibson and the Josh Gibson Foundation.
Yep. So myself, you know, you said I'm the great grandson of Josh Gibson. Grew up over in the west side of Pittsburgh, went to Langley High School, played basketball there. Went on to Robert Morris, played basketball there, then transferred to Edinburgh and finished up at Edinburgh University with my degree in criminal justice.
And when did you go to Robert Morris?
87 through 89.
Yep. So
I graduated from Langley in 1987.
Okay, so I just missed you. I went to Robert Morris from 89 to 92.
Okay.
Great.
Yep. And so once I got out of college, my grandfather, Josh Gibson Jr., was actually heading up the Josh Gibson Foundation. At that time, it was just a name. He got it incorporated, the 501c3. And then when I got out of college, I came in, got involved with the foundation, and started incorporating the programs, after-school programs, athletic programs, scholarship programs, and all the activities that we do now. So foundation been around for about 16 years. Started really kicking off in 2006 when the MLB All-Star Game came. That's when we really got our kick start from that. That was Major League Baseball All-Star Game was here in 2006. We did a big fundraiser that year. Had Buck O'Neill in as our speaker. Had a lot of Negro League players at the event. Back then, it was a lot more Negro League players around compared to now. So it was a successful event. So, you know, but overall with the foundation, you know, like I said, my grandfather started the foundation. And the whole thing with the foundation was morally just for people will keep Josh Gibson's name alive. His father, my grandfather, wanted not only Josh Gibson, but other Negro League great players. You know, we also had Cool Papa Bell, Satchel Paige, Buck Leonard. You know, when you talk about Negro League baseball, I mean, Pittsburgh was Negro League baseball. You know, we had the two greatest teams with the Pittsburgh Crawfords and the Homestead Grays. So, you know, it was ideally that my grandfather, Josh Gibson Jr., started this foundation to keep the memory of his father name a lot, as well as the other great Negro League baseball players. So what we do through the foundation, we just want to keep that tradition, definitely keep these kids educated, give them scholarships, help them become productive role models, men and women, leaders in the city, in the community, and whatever we can do to assist that in the name of Josh Gibson, that's what we have been doing.
Got it. Great, great. And where are you located? Where's the foundation located?
Yep, we're in the Hill District. Actually at Ammon Rec Center, 2217 Bedford Avenue. And actually behind Ammon Rec Center is the old Pittsburgh Crawford Field.
Cool.
We renamed it Josh Gibson Field back in 2008. We got some funding from the city, Major League Baseball, some few other foundations, and renovated. It was about a $500,000 renovation we did on the field. So it's a state-of-the-art Little League field for kids 5 through 12. But, yeah, we're located in the Hill District, you know, next door to Ammon Rec Center is Macedonia Church. If you go up there, you'll see
my home church.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You see the Josh Gibson plaque. And actually, Josh Gibson's funeral was at Macedonia Church.
Right.
And we have pictures of the funeral line all the way down the street to view his body. So even though my grandfather, when he came to Pittsburgh, they grew up on the north side as a kid, but he lived on the Hill District as an adult. But his roots is from Charles Street over on the north side, playing at Pleasant Valley Field in PV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, that location, is the location part of the different tours that occur in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, there was actually a tour today. Terry Baltimore from the Hill House does tours, and she had a group of people from Duquesne University. I couldn't meet with them today. It was at 3 o'clock. I had another appointment. But, yeah, they do tours. That's part of the tours is our field is part of the tours.
Cool.
Not only that, but Josh Gibson's gravesite. People go visit there, which is in Allegheny Cemetery by Children's Hospital. There's other historical markers for Josh Gibson, but definitely the field. The two most we get calls about is the field and his gravesite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Now, one of the things, Sean, I wanted to have you in this week because, again, this is playoff time
That's right.
for baseball. and always like to include Negro League baseball as well, because I want to just how, you know, the foundation is present to keep Josh Gibson's memory alive and the things, you know, that he did.
Yep.
We need to keep that those memories alive from a Negro League baseball standpoint. And one of the things that we'll talk about later on as well would be Legacy Square, I should say, at PNC Park, and the removal of those statues. So I would like to hear a little bit more about that. But before we dive into that and a little bit more, I know you also wanted to get into a press release.
Yes. Yes. So a buddy of mine, Tom Rooney, who's related to Rooney, came to me, a guy named Dave Finoli, who's a local author, did a book called Unlucky 21. And it's a book based on 21 tragic stories in Pittsburgh. And there's several authors, I think about 12 authors. Tom Rooney and myself wrote my chapter. It was a chapter on Josh Gibson.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give you the whole spiel because, you know, you got to get the book. But
I'll get it. You notice I'm sitting here with a book.
Right,
I'm not
right.
sure if you're familiar with it, but I'm sitting here with a book now that is Black Baseball in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
And the authors are Larry Lester and Sammy J. Miller.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. So I told Tom the story. Tom wrote our chapter on Josh Gibson. And I'll give you bits and pieces, a little bit about our chapter. Our chapter is mainly about, it was a telegram that was sent to the Pirates back in 1938, where they said, hey.
Say that again. Telegram.
A telegram.
A telegram. A lot of people don't even know what a telegram is about.
From the Pittsburgh Courier and from Chester. And it was basically just saying that, hey, you know, we know your team need players. We have your answer right here in Pittsburgh with the Grays and the Crawfords, and they named Josh Buck Leonard or something like that. So it's kind of – that's piece of the story that ties in Josh's story, where if they had took some of the players right here in Pittsburgh from the Negro League teams, maybe the Pirates would have been
a lot better.
One of the best teams in the MLB. So, yeah, getting back to this. So, yes, we do have the book is coming out. And with the good thing about the book is several different chapters. Like I said, one's on Josh Gibson. But the authors of all who wrote their chapters decided to make a donation to the foundation. So all their royalties is coming through the Josh Gibson Foundation.
Nice. Nice.
And we're very appreciative of that. And as well as John Eagle is going to also donate, because John Eagle has the exclusive rights of this book for like the first 5 months.
Wow.
So it's be at John Eagle stores. And we also gonna have a book signing November 1st.
And you get fuel perks and everything by that book, right?
Whatever, you get fuel perks, gas
oh,
perks,
yeah. Okay.
Coupons.
All right, cool.
November 1st, 6 p.m. Location still, you know, it's either going to be South Hills or Robinson. We're still looking at that, but I'll definitely get that to you guys. But we do have a Facebook page, and it's called Unlucky 21. All the updates that's going on with the book, as far as book signings, locations, events, will all be on that Facebook page. Again, Unlucky 21. But November 1st at 6 p.m. will be the first release. We're looking to bring in some former players as well. That'll also be updated on the Facebook page as well. So it's a great opportunity for us to get Josh's story out with, among other stories that'll be in this book, and also to raise a little bit of money for the foundation.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Now, Sean also mentioned that I do have the book, Black Baseball in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that I did want to talk about today as well, Hall of Famers. Hall of Famers from the Negro League.
Yep.
And when I look at the book and I actually see some of the ones in here, now this book is a little dated, so I'm not sure if any more were actually added.
What year is this book?
This book...
I doubt it, because the last year they actually put Negro League players into the Hall of Fame was 2006.
2006?
So, yeah.
Okay, so this book here was first printed in 2001.
Okay, so yeah, okay.
So we might have some additions. So.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do.
Okay, so.
They put 16 in 2006. They put them all in at one time.
Got it.
And then they ain't done nothing since.
So, Hall of Famers with the Homestead Grays, there were 12 different Hall of Famers mentioned in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the ones you already mentioned, Cool Papa Bell, Ray Brown, Oscar Charleston, and of course, Josh Gibson, Buck Leonard, and I'm only naming a few of them. Joe Williams.
Yeah, the one that's probably not in there because he went in late is Cumberland Posey, who's the owner of the Homestead Grays.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
And then, not just to give you that, but Cumberland Posey, a little bit of history fact, is the only player that's in the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yes.
Say that again.
He's the only player in the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
And who is again?
Cumberland Posey, who was the owner of the Homestead Grays, one of the first black millionaires.
That's impressive. Very impressive. Yeah. JT, I'm not sure if you have any questions for Sean regarding Negro League Baseball.
Well, for the listeners that don't know, maybe you can give them a quick, you know, what the Josh Gibson Foundation stands for and what they benefit. And I mean, I give you props for the work that you're continuing at the age that you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that people don't know this, but I think it's your grandfather or was it your great grandfather that lived right down the street from my father-in-law on Foley Street
in Wilkinsburg. Yeah, my grandfather. That's Josh Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but if you can let the listeners know what exactly the Josh Gibson Foundation benefits and what it, you know, it stands for and what it means.
Yeah. Besides the history, as I mentioned earlier, the one thing that we definitely want to focus on is the youth. We do benefit the youth. Most of our programs are scheduled for are for kids that are elementary and middle school age kids. We want to start with the young kids. We figure that's the age you want to catch them at and get them at very young. So we start them off at like kindergarten, first grade with our school program. We also have a summer camp called Camp Challenge that we do for the kids. We also have a curriculum in the schools called BOSA. That's a high school curriculum. And BOSA is a curriculum that teaches kids the business side of sports. So many of our kids want to be professional athletes, but there's so many opportunities behind the scenes. And you can still be involved in sports. So sports media, sports law, sports marketing, sports sales, and sports events. And those kids get college credits to a university. We also do our mentoring program where we have guest speakers come in. We like to bring our alumni back, come in and speak to the kids who've been through the program, you know, say, hey, I was once in your shoes. Now look what I'm doing now, whether if it's in sports or just people just doing day-to-day jobs. Our main focus is we encourage our kids to go to college. That's the main piece. We know college ain't for everybody, but if you're not going to go to college, you're going to do something. You're going to find a trade. You're going to go to work. You're going to work for somebody. You're going to be a productive citizen. And that's the main thing for us. I mean, and getting back to the history piece, I think what we try to really relate to is that I try to tell the kids a lot of things you have opportunities for, Josh Gibson didn't. So take advantage of these opportunities. Josh Gibson didn't go to school with white kids. He didn't have a chance to work or play against white people or different races. But you guys did. These guys paid the price for you guys to be successful. So that's the whole meaning behind the foundation.
And I think that's what, you know, where we get lost at with children and youth as far as now, as far as history of baseball, you know, what your great-grandfather really stood for and other gentlemen that played beside him. But the other thing is how instrumental is, like, the Pittsburgh Board of Education or whatever it may be, Penn Hills or Woodland Hills, in bringing this in their curriculum, you know what I mean? As far as, are they very supportive of it, or would you like to see more?
We'd like to see more, for sure. We did have a curriculum under the CTE program. Our BOSA curriculum was with, actually, PPS at Carrick and Westinghouse, and then that folded. You know, when it comes to PPS, everything folds because of financially. But as far as the actual Negro League history, I think that should be part of their history. You know, I get a lot of calls for Black History Month to come and speak to the kids. But I feel like our history should be told. I have a hashtag called BH365, Black History 365. Our history should not just be told in February. You know what I mean? So I get it. Y'all got to do things in February, but our history should be told April, May, June,
all year round.
All year round. So, I wish there's a curriculum that we could put together for the schools that they can learn the history of the Negro League. Because the thing about the Negro League baseball, it's not just about baseball. I mean, you had Gus Greenlee who ran the numbers. I mean, you had Jazz in the Hill that was thriving. You had the Crawford Grill. So it brought a lot of cultural experiences. It wasn't just baseball. Baseball brought everybody together. There was a lot of things going on.
And what I would like to do, JT, because we're coming up on break, so we'll pick it back up on the other side. So we'll continue the Negro League baseball talk, and we'll also get into the Major League Baseball playoffs, and NBA is coming up, and the NFL.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio, for the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.